You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The butler daita, so you already said, extreme, too extreme. The sheet that holds atas, the kulish atas kodesh is no good because it's too extreme. The butler daita, ain't sham, shame, taras the kodesh in tves saleh. It's not nitvas. It's invalid. You want to say you're treating the kulin like kodesh? It's not chal. Aval, trust him and it fosim. Alma, masnis no Rabbi Yeshua. So it's not like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no avakrabal as asya. We can talk about chulish and asya, and tyrants are chodesh. Avakrabal as asya. The stam come a shlishi, shiye bechumish and asya, and tyrants are chodesh. So Rashi is saying a diuk that Rabbi Elazar holds even on Taras HaKadosh. Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no such thing, at least according to this opinion, as a shayla. Rabbi Yeshua means only, or even, like we discussed this morning, the Katani Basar. So look what Rashi says. Very interesting diuk in Rashi. About the sixth or seventh skinny line of Lamedala. I'm just saying this because I missed this Rashi this morning in the Tzaf. The Katani Basar. Masnis and Basar Chulim Kai. The Bishlam of Peres Chulim. Bishlam it's Peres Chulim. So you can be Machmir like Truma. Other Matfis and Batai was Truma. His Matfis is Chulim, that it should have a Chumrav Truma. Kidei, She Ruglas, Nag Batai's Truma. To train himself. What's the point of treating your Chulim like Truma? It's training to treat Truma. Yeah, because Truma you have to treat the Nishmat as a Darais. Truma, not let it be done. So he trains himself with the chulin, said to him also.
In case he makes a mistake, in case there's an error, isn't it?
Right.
But at least he'll be tahar. So, he himself will be tahar. Right.
So the yochel tumi becheskas chulin, and he'll eat tumi becheskun ye ochla betayra. So he'll eat it when it's tahar, because even his chulin is makbit of a basa lesser betruma. So look what Rashi says: of a basa lesser betruma. So you could say that there's no such thing. There's no such thing as chulin shenas satruma and basa. Rashi doesn't say that. This is where Rashi doesn't say. You could say just like chulin shenas al kairos hakodesh. So it's a butler daita. So you could. So I would have learned the Gemara without Rashi. That the Gemara means that chulin shenas al tairos truma isn't by meat. The ain't kain matzvis the basar chnat tumah b'shem lifchalei tumah b'basar chulin sheola ochla k'derech chulin. So look at Rashi says the ain't kain matzvis the basar. Rashi says the kain doesn't have it in mind. Rashi says you could. That's my diak in Rashi. Rashi just says the ain't kain matzvis the basar chulin shnasi. He doesn't do it, but if he wanted to, if a kain would say no, I want to treat my basar like. So my deacon Rashi, that's exactly what I was saying without Rashi. I would help. That's why I would help you. But Rashi says, Rashi says, the ain't koyin matzis lebasa chul tara al taras tum shudol michvale. He's saying why a koyin won't do it. But so does he mean you may be able to learn Rashi? Therefore, the rabbis, but. Yeah. Since Rashi talks about the psyche of the Kayin, it looks like he could, he just doesn't. Okay, that was my little leak in Rashi.
That's what the Batla Daito vein.
Yeah, Batla Daito means you can't do it. You can't do it, it's Batla Daito.
You might be asking a reason, you can't do it because the person who does it is an outlier. Now, the Kayin doesn't usually do it. The one who does it is, one in a hundred, one in a thousand. Therefore, it's not
Batla
valid.
Daito, so
and therefore,
Batla Daito. So you could learn that way, but I'm not. To me, Rashi is so meduyak that if he meant that, he would have said it differently, I think. Okay, let's learn the sugya of Machilim, the Bnei Ayim to the Goy, the Eva Menachai sugya. That's a great sugya. Lamed Beis, you're holding Chaim. Yes, stop. Lamed Beis, it's a great sugya. We'll start from Kangalai Luzchat, Mishazom Gufa. It's that. Two-thirds of the way down, Gufa. First word in the line is Mimkan. Gufa. Am Shemilakish. Shachar Sakona. If you shechted the trachea, which Rashi says, you always shech that first, because you hit it first. Bachag Mikva Reya. And before you finish the Shechita, became a trefa. A nekev in the Reya. The Achag, you know what happened later. You know, when we check, the Olam got confused because we checked the Reya after Shechita. We're checking it, maybe it was a Treifa before the Shechita. Here we know that it got this Treifa after you cut the Karnet. Kesher. Now, Rava learned Pshat, Rav Shimon Lakish, why? Amalam Rav Shimon Lakish El Bereya. Only the lung. Only the lung, not in the intestines or the stomach. Why? Since the life of the Reya is hanging literally and figuratively from the Kana. But the intestines, which are, come from the esophagus, they don't come from the Kana, so a Treifa would work there. Now, Rav Zera first held there's no difference. Is that, what's the Svav Reish Lakish? Because the lungs are like they're in a basket. Reish Lakish holds once you cut the Kana, we'll soon see the lungs are like in a basket. But not the B'nai Me'ayim, because you didn't cut the Veshet yet. Maskar Rav Zeir. No. Rav Zeir says, Nachshin Odu B'Simani Treifa, he tarta. You matter it once, if it's Odu B'Simani Treifa, even you don't finish the Shechita. Mali Bereya, Mali B'nai Me'ayim. Rav Zeir first felt there's no difference. Now, why not? So Rashi brings a new Svar. Now we need Rashi. Rashi teaches us that there's Ein Treifa L'Chatzi Chis. A new Yisrael. The animal is half the ejected, the kana, it's not fully alive, so you can't make a treifa if an animal is, you saw that Svar and Rashi, ain treifa, so that's Rav Zeira. So there'd be no difference if the treifa happened in the lung or the intestines. It's a different Yisrael, not because the lungs are in a basket. Then Rav Zeira changed his mind. The Gemara brings a Rashi, let's not go through that, it's not no gear what we're going to talk about tonight. So, Avachila Surah. So Rav Zeira changed his mind. Avachila Sura. So, in other words, Nikvu B'nei Me'ayim, Yisim L'Simen. So you see that it can become a treifa from Rav Zeira Shaila. You see he holds that you can become a treifa. There's a hole in the B'nei Me'ayim after you cut the veshet. Amavach Baravino Dilma Lolam Lohadabar. Maybe he didn't change his mind. Tveir the Rav Akam, Lelo Svirale. Okay, finished. So we're not sure if Rav Zeira changed his mind. What does Rav Zeira hold? The first shot we gave him, Shimon Lakish, was Chayireh Teluya B'Kana. That the life of the lungs is totally in the Kana. That's why once you cut the Kana, the lungs are considered detached. So look what the Gemara says. Now we get to Eva Menachai. Amavacha Ben Yankif. Shema Minim Shimon Lakish. We see from Mish Lakish. Bizam Yisrael Abnei Me'ayim. You can invite a yid to eat the B'nai Me'ayim. It's not Eivor Minachai, but you can invite Ovid Kochavim and B'nai Me'ayim. A Mezam Ovid Kochavim and B'nai Me'ayim. Fascinating thing. A guy is more strict than a yid. My timer. Yisrael, the B'shechita Talya Milsa, a yid, once it's shechted, there's no Isser Eivor Minachai. Even though the animal's alive, it's kicking around. After the Shechita, it's not Eivor Minachai for a Yid anymore. Because since the Shechita, and the Shechita is matterit for a Yid, so it's not Eivor Minachai.
The animal is really dead, but it's just flailing around because
no.
of the nerves?
No, it's really alive. It's really alive. It's still alive. It's not a Nevela yet. When we learned Nevela Mechaim, that means it's dead. After Shechita, it's not really dead. If it's Mefarcheses, it's not really dead. Came the Shechita Ma'alya, but by a yid, since there's a din Shechita, Shechita now is it's mutted him. Of the Kochavim, but an Ovid Kochavim, the Nechira Sagilo. Now I didn't like the Nechira Sagilo. I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. You don't need the Nechira, you can shoot it in the heart.
You can find it dead in the
yeah, world. You can die. You don't need Nechira. I just was upset that birds, yeah. Nechira is Lav Davka. Important, but I think.
For the Yid, the Nechira has to be.
For Yid by the bird. Yes, that's Nechira when we talk about birds. Yeah. But when the Gemara here doesn't mean Nechira. Lav Davka. By a guy, if the animal dies of a heart attack, yeah, it's just dead. Nechira Sagar means you don't need Shechita. That's all the Gemara means here. Nechira Sagar. Over me, Sitaga Melsa, it's only. Not Eivor Minachai when it dies. Hani ke Minachai Domi. So it's like Eivor Minachai. Why is it like Eivor Minachai? I didn't tear it off. Why is it Eivor Minachai? Eivor Minachai means you took off the Eivor when it was alive. But you didn't take off the Eivah when it's alive. The answer is that since you cut the Kana, so it's like the lungs, or even the B'nai Ayim, are still...
It's the Veshet, right?
They're like detached. Right? When you cut the Kana and the Veshet. So you can't eat even the B'nai Ayim. You can't feed the Goyim the B'nai Ayim. Because by us it's mutter, because it's not Eivah Menachai, as soon as you shecht it, it's mutter. But, I was wondering why we can eat the lungs. When the lungs got detached, it wasn't shechted yet. Why? Because it's in the shechita process.
Well, we can eat it. The guy can't eat it.
Yeah, but my question would be, why can we eat the lungs when you shecht the kana and the veshet?
Oh.
It's shechita, so it's not Eivah Menachai. But when you just shecht the kana, for us, the lungs... Because when you shechted the kana, it wasn't shechted yet. And now it's like you removed the lungs when it was still alive. And you can't say shechita, because the shechita wasn't finished till you... So notice that we're talking about the B'nai Me'ayim. We're not talking about the lungs here. But who's going to say, you mean that lungs are also to Yidden? Nobody's going to venture to say that. Even though the Gemara is talking about the B'nai Me'ayim. So the Gemara says, Papa, I wanted to tell him, hey, you can't be right. Mika midi, is there such a thing? This Yisrael Kacham Asa. Is there any such a thing? It's ironic. To Yisrael be mutter and to a Goyal be Asa. Can't be such a thing.
Yeah, certain things that are.
So, Tysus. We'll see. We're going to have a big Tysus about that. I want to study the Tysus with Dayal. But Amrili, I didn't tell him.
Can you eat it when the guy is there? In front of the guy, can you?
In the front of the guy. In his face.
I can eat it, you can.
I mean, like the Amina. Damina. Hataima Kamar. Mika Midi. He gave a good reason. But now, Tandid Lok Ravach Ben Yankiv. The Brisa says not Ravach Yaakov. Now, why is Ravach Yaakov wrong? There are two reasons. See in Paiskin. The Tandid Lok Ravach Ben Yankiv. We have a Brisa argument with Ravach Ben Yaakov. What is this Brisa? Harot Selech Mibim Kadush Tetzin Nafsha. You want to eat from an animal before it dies. It's very healthy, Meister the Reis. To eat from the meat of an animal, if you take off the meat when it's still alive, you cut off a kazayis basar from beis hashchita when it's still alive. The animal is still alive; it didn't die yet. And you salt it well, and you wash it well. And I didn't speak out the Tosfos. Remember, the Gemara says that the meat of an animal you can eat. It's not Mekabel Tumah, because it never got Hukshar. So Taisa says, but before you do Malicha, you have to wash it off, so it's Hukshar. So one line Taisa that I skipped. Umamtunla Achitese Nafsha. See, this is Rashi holds this, the Rabbanon. It's after Shechita. It's really Mutta. But there's a din, there's a possible
say Kaddish of the Nafsha to my Frachetheth. It's after Shechita, though.
Right.
Okay.
You wait till it stops jumping around, you wait till it's dead. See, midrabbanan, according to Rashi, some hold it's the raisa maybe, but it's not even minachah.
Right.
So there's no issue. You got to wait till the animal dies to eat it. So you take off the meat when the animal's alive. That's no sochal adam. Which Rashi learns only the rabbanan. It's hasmachta uman mishatizinav shivochlo. Echad avikacham. Uh oh. It says a guy is mutar. Echad avikacham yisrael mutarim bai. Finished. It says, Echad Ovid Chacham Yisrael Mutarim. So you see, not like...
A guy that eats against Malkus, what's the thing?
A guy gets Misef, he's over one of his Shevet Mitzvahs.
This is Shevet Mitzvahs?
Yes, Eivah Menachah. It would be Eivah Menachah, Shevet Mitzvahs, get Misef. He's a Mutarim Bayi. They're both Mutarim.
What's the steer over here? Here they wait.
No.
Yeah,
he took it off when it was alive. It doesn't matter. Eivah Menachai doesn't matter if the animal dies. If you remove an Eivah when it's alive, it's always Eivah Menachai. So why is it Eivah Menachai? Because you shechted it. But that works for the Jew. How does that help for the guy? You shechted it. So it's not Eivah Menachai for us. But the animal's still alive when you tore off the flesh. You tore off the basa.
Right.
So it's a raya that a guy is mutter. Why is a guy mutter? Right. So I'll give you two reasons. Pashut Pshat is, like Taisa says, let's see the second Taisus, beautiful Taisus. Echad Avicham Yisrael Mutarba. Mashma, the Tama, Mishum, the Lekamidi. That's the Kasha. Lekamidi. That, you remember, he wanted to ask, he said, I wanted to ask him, Mika Midi. And I didn't ask him, because he gave a good svara. But the ma'aseh, we shlugged it up. We said that a guy is mutter. We said, not like Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov. Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov is the one who said that you can't invite a guy on the bnei me'ayim, because it's monach b'dikula. And
so Tamid is a real upschlag to any, right. For real.
So
Tais
Spirit, right. No. Right. It means any, even though you have a good svar, it should be asa to a guy. If it's mutter to yid, it's got to be mutter to a guy.
How do you know which direction to go in this, by the way? You go the kula. Yeah. Why didn't you say it's asa, it must be asa for us if it's asa
it
to
mean, go the reverse, if it's asa to a guy, well, it's mutter to us.
That's established.
Yeah, because it's mutter. Because it's a shechita. It can't be every minachai if the shechita.
So just as once it's mutter to them, it's a mutter to us. That's
yeah,
why.
I know. But I guess, you know, we're the ikar. You're not the ikar. We're the ikar.
If somebody said that, we don't care about them.
Mashma.
It doesn't matter to us. Yeah,
it's not politically correct, but yeah, it's true.
Right.
Yeah. Mashma.
We'll take that off.
Taisa says, Mashma, the tamam mishum, the lekem midi. That's the svar. Now, this is not agreed upon in the paiskim. But we'll see a lechem mishta. I have the Rambam here. We'll see a little bit. Mashma, the tamar, the lechem midi, the swell shari, l'kolomas. That's the reason it's mutter to a guy. Really, it should be asa to a guy. Is a guy, since you remove the meat when the animal is still alive, even though it's after the shechita, for a guy, shechita doesn't do anything. See, the guy doesn't, shechita doesn't matter anything. Shechita doesn't mean anything to a guy, so it's still evim and achai after shechita. V'tema. Perek Abamises, Parach. Ah, so now you want to know if this holds out true in Shas, this rule. Viki Fastoya. Fastor is a year, is allowed to take a war. You Fastor, and a guy can't. Sumar Yasmika Midi. Sumar S. You Fastor is something that's smutted to a year. You're ambushing a woman against her will. A year it's smutted, and a guy is also to do this. Maybe it's Zelo, or it's...
It's not Raman Rashi, whether you are or you aren't. You have to take her home first. I mean, there are procedures which presumably...
Yeah, yeah.
But presumably a guy can do that, too.
No.
This isn't an Anas. For the view, the Rambam says, right, that you don't take her in the field, you take her with the other one.
Yeah, so right. It's a Shaila if you take her in the field. So, according to Rashi, the Kula of Yifas starts a Geras Baal Karcha. Rashi learns you're converting her against her. Well, there is a Kula here. For Yifas Tor. Umeshane. Gemara is a fascinating thing. Shani of the Chavim, the La Bar Kibush Ninu. Say the Reform movement is like war. Goyim aren't allowed to make war. That's why there's Department of Defense in America. There's no Department of War.
It used to be called
War.
It used to be called
Department of War.
Well, it used to be called war.
But in modern society, they decided Goyim should wage war. It's not ethical. It's not ethical, not humane. So they call it Department of Defense. Goyim La B'nei Kibush Ninu. Goyim have no right to make war. So that's the reason. So the Gemara says, if Chasto is my mutter by us, because we're B'nai Kibush. By Goyim, since they're not B'nai Kibush, so you don't say me Kamide. V'achanam, freit toisfis. So why don't you say the same thing here? La B'nai Shechita. The Gemara of Sanhedrin says clearly that since Goyim are not B'nai Kibush, so that's why they're also Yifas Toyar. So you say the same thing here, since they're not B'nai Shechita, Hachinai Shani V'Chavim, La B'Shita Nukam Ala'el. He doesn't have an answer.
That's pretty good.
Taisus, it's a strong question. I was thinking, do I have an Kisei Alumnus? It was above my station to answer this Kash of Taisus, even though the Lechem Mishnah wants it used as often in Shas. Taisus has a steer. So if we have a Shira Rambam, the Lech Mishkan is to say that Rambam held that these two sugyas argue. I always tell the Olam that. That very often, when you find a Shira Rambam, look in Taisus. Taisus brings a Gemara against this Gemara. So Memela, we paskin, not like this Gemara, like that other Gemara.
A guy that takes a non-married girl, takes her into house, is Chayav Misa.
Well, put it away, it could be it's Gzela. See, he learns it with Shechem and Dina was Gzela. Rambam says it was Gzela. It's like kidnapping. You gazelled the girl. You took her against her will.
Gzela from who? From her?
Gzela, for the person.
Herself.
Gzela.
From
the
Rambam.
The Rambam
from
says,
who?
From herself. It's kidnapping. It's like Gzela. You kidnapped her. Kidnapped her.
Yeah, well, Signova is a nefesh, and that does not do from anybody. It's
Gzela.
Take
the person
kidnapped.
Vain. But that's a big machlokes to have with the Rosh Yeshivas if a person owns his own body. You know that yeshiva shechakira, which I argue is an open taisim baba kama. I heard someone say, I asked Rosh Yeshivas, you don't own yourself. I said, you forgot a gemara baba kama. By me, it's an open gemara baba kama that you own your own body. Should I tell you my raya? It's baba kama. Lamed alpha mid base. So in case some Rosh Yeshiva is Sudis Chakira, you say it's an open Gemara Bamakyam. There's a machlokes if you own a chefetz, if it's bar, if it's shorah bar. If you own it, if you own something, so the question is, does a human body become a bar? So the Gemara says, according to, if you own it, so the Gemara Rashi learns the Gemara, it's open in the Gemara Rashi, that if you own it, so your body is not a bar, because since you own it, according to Rav, it'll be a shor, because you own it. So the Gemara's talking about your own body. And the Gemara clearly talks about your body. So when I say you gazel the girl, I'm also thinking behind my head of the Gemara Baba Kama, that you do own yourself. There's a bias. You own yourself. That's a lamdish question. And yeshivas, they're always clearing this shayla. But I say, I found the Gemara. There's a resolution to the question. Okay.
Suicide's okay under that. I mean, that's where they
no, head no, no.
You know, damaging
it's
yourself.
It's like the guy, abortion, it's my body. I didn't, no. Just because you own it doesn't mean.
Yeah. Is there any other nafkamina that I
don't know? Mominous. Somebody chops your hand, can you sue it back? It's my hand. Mominous. Dine mominous. You own your body. Okay. It's a chakira. It's supposed to be a legitimate chakira. So I had one rich yeshiva told me, you zikr don't own your own body. So it's open Gemara Baba Kama. Bein la'akshah is. So
did he agreed after that?
I don't remember if he argued. I don't know how you can argue. To me, there's no tshuva. It's a raya shein ala tshuva. Bein la'akshah is. Fake tais from another Gemara. Pegged out Mises. Very interesting taisus. Oivid kol chavim sheshav aschayv Mises. Oh, a chumra of a guy over a yid. A yid keeps Shabbos. A guy is chayv misa if he keeps Shabbos. So you have something, Yisrael mutter of Gecham is Aser. We're allowed to learn Torah, doing right now. And a guy, if he learns Torah, is chayv misa. So lachar, that's something that by yid it's mutter and guy is Aser. So Taisus gives a simple answer. He says it's not mutter by us, it's a mitzvah by us. Something that's a mitzvah by us can be a chiyah for a guy. That's possible. The B'dav Shu Mitzvah Yisrael, like Shabbos and Teda. Lassos lo shayach, l'meimer, mikmidlis ol shari. If it's a mitzvah, it's only something that's reshus, then you apply the svara. If it's mutter to me, it's got to be mutter to a guy. But there could be something that's a mitzvah to me,
right,
and it's aser to a guy. Okay. V'avgo d'ma'asam, afil shev z'sheni v'chamishi chay misa. Uh-oh, if you rest on Monday and Tuesday. So that's not a mitzvah. See, if he rests on Shabbos, but you know, God is not allowed to keep Sunday either. If a guy keeps Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, he's chayav misa. So, and there it's not a mitzvah to us. So Taisus answers me, come, come, lo dummy, hov yesh mitzvah shvisili zog ba b'shabbos. And that's true, we don't have a mitzvah to rest on Tuesday, but we have a mitzvah to rest. It's close enough. Now Taisus asks the classic question of the sugya of abortion. Now we get into the big machlokes poskim of abortion. Abortion by a goy is chayv misa and not by a yid. Taisus thought by yid abortion is mutter, and by a goy abortion is chayv misa. Shavei adam adam ba'adam. So you have a chumra of a goy over a yid. Va'afagav v'noch nerag ala ubrin.
They have no thing of being a
writer. That's the Shiloh, the Supreme Court. You know, in America, they're even the most conservatives agree if the mother's life is in danger, so you want to know. I'd like to tell you, there's a machlokes, I don't want to say whom. Anyway, the Michas Chinuch says, see, by a guy, is there a din roidif by a guy? Is there a din roidif by a guy? Is there a din roidif by a guy? If a guy is chasing a guy, can you kill the roidif? Mm-hmm. Is it roidif by a guy? So the Michach Chinuch says, well,
If he's chasing a guy or chasing a Jew?
No, a guy is chasing another guy.
If one guy says to kill another guy, you have to give up your life?
Right.
Is there a din? So the Michas Chira says, which I'll tell you why I disagree, the Michas Chira says, since it's a Svara, so the Svara applies by a guy as well. It's a Svara. Who says your blood is redder than his blood? Mm-hmm. See, Bishlavai Vodazar, it's Kiddush Hashem. A guy is not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. But the din of kill him or I'll kill you, the reason you can't do it is because who says your blood is redder? The Charet applies by Goyim also. That's what the Mechaz Chinuch assumes. But Mechilas Kvoidai, if he would have seen the language of the Rambam holds itself Kiddush Hashem, Mechila Hashem. The Rambam holds all three of the Arba Yavars is al Kiddush Hashem Mechilas Hashem.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The reason I explained the Rambam holds that all the dinim of Yehor Val Yavar is not al Tzvi Avera. Right. So Yossi knows the Kiddush paradox.
The lecture continues with part two.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.